need to. Back in the arms of a girlfriend.
Happy Sunday to you too, my friend.
Happy Black Hawk Sunday.
Wow, you're predicting what I'm going to talk about in this very episode of Lou Dickman Weekly.
But are we talking about the Hawks and Red Wings playing tonight at 6 o'clock?
We'll talk about that, Lou, but first,
Lou Dickman will be there.
Oh, you will be in the stadia.
I will be singing the national anthem, and I will not be lip-syncing.
Way to go, Lou. Hey, what's your take on this fake girlfriend thing, Lou? What's your take on that? Do you think the boy is lying?
Did your fake girlfriend blow her up in the morning and let the air out of her at night?
There's a tip to all you fake girlfriend acolytes out there. From Lou Dickman. What?
I don't know what to think about that. I don't think about that.
Didn't you have a famous Canadian girlfriend earlier in your life, Lou?
In my first life, yes. Yes, when I was a big NHL hockey star.
Mark Dickman, right? That's, many people have said that. All right.
And they still are.
We're going to go to Lou's picks. And Lou, first I want you to pick the Pro Bowl today. Who is it going to be, NFC or AFC?
Oh, Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm picking Mark Weber.
And which is the?
Pro Bowler Association. He's going off 11-15.
All right. We'll move on. So, Lou, what I want you to do today is pick the hockey results. Now, we're not going to go too complicated into it because it's a hell of a formula. Do you know how they determine the hockey playoffs, Lou?
Yes, people with the most points.
Well, no, they have six divisions, all right? And the winner of each division automatically goes. So in the conference, they have two conferences, and after the three are determined from the division winners, it's the next five by points.
Isn't it easier just to figure out who's not going to go?
Pretty much, Lou. It's like the YMCA.
Three teams don't make the playoff. The Whalers and two others.
The Whalers. Dun, dun, dun. So, Lou, I'll make this easier. I'll just make this easy. We'll pick the division winners in each conference and see if you come out right at the end of the season. We'll start with the Eastern Conference, Lou, the Atlantic Division, your favorite. New Jersey Devils, Islanders, Rangers, Flyers, or Penguins? Who will come up on top there, Lou?
Penguins.
Penguins, he picks. In the Northeast Division, your favorite, Lou, the Bruins, Sabres, Canadiens, Senators, and Maple Leafs. Lou? The Ottawa Senators. Weren't they the Washington Senators at some point? I don't know, Lou.
The Ottawa Senators?
Yes, the Ottawa Senators, Lou.
I'm going to go with the Bruins.
You're going to go with the Boston Bruins. Very good, Lou. The Southeast Division include the Carolina Hurricanes, my favorite.
Carolina Hurricanes. The old Hartford Whalers.
The rest of the division includes the Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay.
They don't care about them.
Lightning, Washington Capitals, and Winnipeg Jets. Lou?
It's hockey south of the Mason-Dixon line. Nobody cares.
We're on to the Western Conference, Lou. The Central Division, of course, the Blackhawks, Blue Jackets, Red Wings, Predators, and Blues. Lou?
Hawks.
Hawks, your hometown. Homer. In the Northwest Division, we got the Calgary Flames, the Colorado Avalanche, that's a good one, Edmonton Oilers, the Minnesota Wild, and the Vancouver Canucks. Lou?
Oh, we got two Canadian teams up there, eh?
Yeah, hey.
Vancouver!
Vancouver Canucks, very good. And finally, in the Pacific, the old Anaheim Ducks, the Dallas Stars, the Los Angeles Kings, the Phoenix Coyotes, and the San Jose Sharks. Lou.
The Sharks.
The Sharks bite. Okay, there you go, people. Go put your bets in Vegas. Lou Dickman has called the division winners. That's a nice segment there, Lou. I like Lou's picks.
I'm off the clunk.
Well, now, Lou, you did it last week. Do you have another restaurant you'd like to recommend this week? Lou Dickman Week.
And in keeping with the theme of eating with your hands.
Very good.
And still staying in Edgewater.
Very good.
The Ethiopian Diamond.
The Diamond. I like the Diamond.
The Ethiopian Diamond.
Yes.
They got a hot sauce there that'll curl your already curly your hairs more. My God!
I don't want to see that thick mat of hair that's created from curling your curlers.
Oh, yeah, they had this, well, you know, in the Ethiopian dining circles there, Kamish.
Yes.
If you order something hot, that means hot.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know Watt was hot, so I ordered extra Watt. And I threw that Watt sauce on, and oh my God, what the hell was I thinking? That was hot.
Lou, I didn't know you were a man of international cuisine, but that is a great dining tip right there.
Yes, the Ethiopian Diamond, I will give it 4 spills.
4 spills. What does spills mean, Lou?
Oh, you know, everybody's got forks, stars, and everything. They're like, oh, I like the stains on your shirt, because we are eating with our hands.
Very good, Lou. 4 spills for the Ethiopian Diamond Restaurant in Edgewater. Where is that located, Lou?
On Broadway.
Broadway in what?
I don't know. Glen Lake, maybe-ish.
Look it up on the internets.
Glenway-ish.
All right.
If you get to the Sovereign, you went too far.
All right, let's go to that question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
Who is your favorite fake girlfriend of all time? And why?
Oh, my favorite fake girlfriend
of all time.
All time. It would have to be the right hand after it's asleep.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that.
I know that's the stranger. See you later, come in.
Give us a catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding Sunday!
Go Bears! This is the commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Blow Up Girlfriend Service. If you need the power of inflation, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around in Chicago. Tell him Lou inflates you!